All right, welcome back to House of MNSM.
And speaking of safety, always remember, no drinking and bus riding.
Bus riding, yes.
Bus riding.
That was fucked. We were bad that time.
But how was that dangerous?
We were bad.
That's the best way to do it. It's better than driving.
I agree. He was just pissed off because we were on the back of a bus that's normal people are on, trashed, peeing into, like, bottles.
Cups.
And really? Now I kind of think about it. Yeah, that wasn't...
It was pretty bizarre.
It was kind of bizarre.
It's better than driving.
That poor Alex Alex gets us at the freaking bus station in Hamilton. Oh, that was funny. We had a good time.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Oh, boy.
Crazy time.
A lot of fun. Back to a more serious conversation that we were having. We were talking about autoerotic asphyxiation. There's another look. Rona has put a link in the chat room. Another link. Thank you. excuse me. And it's true. You know, I mean, we were trying to, we're talking, which brought us to safe calls, which brought us to, how do you tell somebody that you want to try this?
Yeah.
And does that, take away from actually doing it by having someone there? Does it, is it like a buzzkill? There's a lot involved in this. And I mean, obviously, I personally, I'm not really, I'm not into that sort of a thing. So I don't understand the thinking, like the logic that goes along with it. And neither are you, obviously,
yeah,
Boineo. And it's difficult for us to say, well, this might be a way to stop, these kids. And it's not always just kids that are killing themselves.
But even a more higher point than that is when you think about the other case that was brought to our attention with the gas mask.
Yes.
About being careful with your own private play. I mean, that's with the noose and hanging yourself, okay, but then the gas mask, that's kind of a freaky thing to have happen.
I don't know
if anybody ever, that's ever been recorded more than once that's actually happened to somebody.
I truly don't know.
But you don't think. The point is, I guess you got to think sometimes of the worst case scenario.
Well, and I think that we do a pretty good job with us. I mean, again, I want to bring up yesterday. Yeah, I'm a little fucked up, and I agree with that 100%. I mean, who goes to a sporting goods store, buys a giant duffel bag, and shoves people in it? Well, that would be me.
Because I was the one who took you to that store.
I know.
It was so funny.
You would know me well.
Remember, and Slave Wayne going, are we driving to some store halfway to Rochester, New York or something? When are we going to get there? Are we in Rochester yet? When the hell is this store? I'm hungry. The whole time in the back seat.
And I kept saying...
I'm surprised Master didn't say slave.
I thought it was hysterical.
And then when we spotted this bag, they had this ginormous. It's basically a...
It's a duffel bag.
It's a duffel bag.
But it's a body bag.
It's a human-sized duffel bag.
Yeah.
It was made for a military surplus type store.
Yeah, yeah.
We had to go there for boots, but we also decided... When we saw this hanging on the ceiling, and...
the sales guy goes, oh, wow.
No price. How much is that one? And the guy goes...
$39.95.
Sold. I want one.
Yeah.
And then he looks over at the slave and goes, and how much weight will it hold? And the guy was this young pup kid. And
goes, speak into the microphone.
Do you think it'll hold something like him?
No, I looked at the slave and went, hold about 160 pounds. And the guy looked at me and he looked at the slave. He said, yeah, I guess. I'm like, so, just get it down.
Get it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And then the slave
got hard
funny.
As a rock.
I turned and looked at the slave, and I just whispered in his ear. I just went, I am going to buy that, and I'm putting you in it. And I just turned around and walked away. I was like, boing! There's a huge heart on.
It's funny the things you can find when you're not looking for things like that.
Well, that's why I took the yolk. That's basically what that is. Yeah. Last night. Because I wanted to show also, I mean, I made a yoke. I went to the dollar store. I bought 5 pieces of bamboo that were like $1 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
They're long enough. They're like, what, they're 5 feet, 6 feet across. I bought some glow-in-the-dark yellow string, and I tied it all together. And basically, I put some rings on it. So now it just sits across your shoulders, and it's a yoke. If you look online on Facebook, you'll see the sleeve in it.
Yes.
I mean, I can do so many things with that. It's unbelievable. You buy spreader bars or you buy something like that online, you're paying almost $100 for this shit.
Yeah.
And I made this thing. I trust it. I know what it's going to do. Right? And that's the other thing I really, really love about you when you make the equipment. I mean, you know, and even the stuff that I've made it. I trust it. I know it. That's another way to try to be safe with stuff. Like Joseph's like, I wonder who wanted to stuff me in such a duffel bag. I'll put you in a duffel bag.
Boy. I kind of like to read. I just like engineering stuff. It's so much
no, and I mean you're very very talented at it, boy. You truly are. I mean that new stocks bench thing is very hot. I love it. I do love it. So going back. So then when I mean we got back, it was well, who was it? It was myself. We had Slave Wayne in the bag. Mm-hmm. So you, Boy Neil, Brian, and Boy Alex. Like, and it was, you know what? And we all together were very, made sure, you know, make sure there's something under head. We're not going to lift it too far off the floor. We got to, you know, understand the integrity of the bag and everything else.
Him how his neck was doing.
Yeah. And that's funny that
you
he's...
You were concerned that his neck was getting pinched and it wasn't.
Yes. And then one thing with... I try my best, you know, are you okay? Are you okay? You know, yeah. Like, where are you at right now? I need you to talk to me. And you guys are always very, very good. I've never had an occasion when you have not responded to me. So that's why I lost it yesterday.
Even as a joke, I've never done
no,
that.
No, you know, you never, no, you don't. Is that when I said to the slave, are you okay? And I didn't hear, he didn't say anything because he didn't hear me. And I was very concerned about the way the position of his neck was. And it's fucked up that this had happened with this gentleman asking us to talk about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is because that's kind of what went through my mind was when I accidentally dropped you by choking you that one time accidentally.
Right.
And then I thought, oh, fuck that. You know, and I was about ready to cut him right out of that bag.
Oh, I know. You look pretty...
I was freaked.
Freaked.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just... You know, it is what it is. And I mean, so even in a group, I mean, it can be, you know, there's safety issues, right? Yeah. But going back to the original question before I went off on that really long rant was, so what do we think that we can do to we all agree that education, talking like we're talking openly about
this.
The
only thing you can do is education and also a lot of it comes back to just let them know that let your friends in your associates, your play partners, whatever, your play friends know that there's nothing that's not acceptable. I mean, that it's okay for them to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And if you accept yourselves, you're going to accept others, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And let your friends and all know that you'll accept it. And it's, you know, I don't know how else you can do that other than...
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate, which I'm very good at doing. So now it's easy for us to say, you know, there's nothing that, you know, can't be talked about. There's nothing that we can't accept. Number one, we're pretty open with a lot of things, more so than anybody else. Like, I mean, some of the stuff that we talk about, and I do to you boys,
mm-hmm.
other people who are still in the community would look at us and go, oh, my God, you're even more fucked up than I am.
No.
So it's easy for us to talk about these things and be comfortable talking about it
mm-hmm.
because of that's whom we are
we
in
are,
nature.
Right.
Not everybody is like that, okay?
I know, and that's the scary part.
It's not scary. It's just how people are. You're one advocating with your show about accepting yourself and being yourself. If that's who they are, then that's who they are. And if they're accepting it, that's okay. You don't have to like or follow what everybody else does. Right. Agreed?
Correct.
But... How if you're not comfortable with yourself about talking to stuff, that mm-hmm. other person is going to know it. They're going to sense that there's certain things you don't like to talk about. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like that's what everybody's like. My hard limits are well. You know what? I may or may not have limits or hard limits of things, right? And mm-hmm. it's very rare that I talk about what any limits are that I have. And correct. The reason that I don't talk about that is if I start saying, "Well, I'm not going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to do this." Maybe it's something that you boys are interested in, and by you not talking to me about something like that,
mm-hmm.
then what are you going to do? Will you know well enough not to go anywhere else, but
right.
maybe you're going to try some things. Oh, that's the graphic artist. Shouldn't call me in the middle of a show. I should have my phone on the middle of the show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So you, like, really, would there be anything that you, you don't have to say what it would be, Boy Neil, but is there anything that you would not be comfortable talking to me about?
No, but see, you've always, like, you've done things to me I said I wouldn't let anybody do to me.
Like
so.
What? Just that laugh.
I'll let you explain some of those things.
What? No, really. I remember you saying that I said I would never allow anybody to do something like, to you. What was it? I can't remember, to be honest.
One of them was stemming.
Sounding?
Or sounding, I mean.
Oh, the sounding.
Yeah, I said no one will ever sound me.
Yeah? And it, look at the orgasm you had when I did it.
I know. But yeah. I'd say, I mean, there's just, it's, it, so for me, no. I mean, your limits are well beyond mine, so.
Mm. Well, and that doesn't make it good or bad.
No, it doesn't. Right? I mean, I'm just saying, though, just because we're open about it.
Right.
It's hard for someone. I guess if you have kinky friends and you wonder about them, let them know that they don't have to be afraid to come to you about anything.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's
part of education.
Yeah, that is part of education.
Hey, don't worry about freaking me out. Nothing will probably freak me out.
Yeah. So, and I mean, even, and that's another really good reason for your journals too, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys, I mean, I make you do a journal every day, unless you're with me. If you are not with me that day, I want a journal from you.
But I think it's
important. And it's helpful. Slave Wayne had a problem with it because he didn't get it. Right. And now that he's got it, his journals are, they're interesting. And I knew eventually it was going to kick in for him. And it just took a really long time.
But I guess find a network or group of people you can be comfortable and honest with. Mm-hmm. I think an example might be from what I've seen of, like, Pup Ace. He seems to have a really tight group there in Windsor.
And yeah, they're a great group.
They're a group between each other. They've kind of said, you know, hey. And I guess that's where, like, maybe these munches and all that, although I've never been to a munch, but, like, these munches that some of the kinksters do.
It's networking,
could be
basically
a real important thing because it's networking. It's also, that's a good place to maybe make people that talk to about that. Mm-hmm. And then come to a point and say, you know what, I really want to try this, but can you help me with it?
Yep. You know, I totally
guess
agree.
The bottom line is don't try something on your own. You know, if you're not an asphyxiation, I guess go to these different websites, whatever, try to find someone else that's into it before you risk your life at it.
We've just kind of talked about it, is don't forget, though, like they said in that article that we were reading from, mm-hmm. That I had put in the chat room, is it's, if you don't, yeah, you know what, you may have cut off the, you know, the noose, and we're using that because the article used that. You know what? I mean, if it knocks you out, right, mm-hmm. It can trigger a heart attack. Yes. It can do this. It can do that. It's a very, very dangerous form of play.
Yeah.
It truly, truly is. And I mean, and like we've learned today, I learned a lot today by looking into this. I mean, 1,000 people a year approximately, and just in the States are dying, and there's probably more. So,
mm-hmm. I read a lot of articles, too, where they're sensing a lot of people they will find just simply, because you mentioned the lube and the pornographic.
Like cleaning everything up.
But a lot of times they just stay and they just find them, especially young boys, just hanging naked.
Yeah.
And that's probably what they're doing. They classify it as suicide when it wasn't. It was autoasphyxiation.
Yeah, so.
They don't have the lube. They don't have the porn. They're afraid mom and dad will catch it on them.
Well, you know. And I mean, it. I can understand it being mm-hmm. difficult for whomever it is that's doing it. And I mean, I think it's a lot of boys, it's, you know.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back,
we'll be back
with Joe on the Go. So, Joe, you know what to do.
Joe on the Go and T.O.
Hey, what you drinking? Hey, what you drinking, baby? Hey, what you drinking, baby?
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.